protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone, computer, and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN that I trust at expressvpn.com/Kirk. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Kirk, expressvpn.com/Kirk. Legacy Box is an effortless way to have your outdated media digitally preserved on a modern format. And right now, they're offering 40% off so you can ensure your memories are safe for generations. Give the gift this year of memories for an anniversary you and your spouse will never forget. Once you revisit these moments, you'll realize how much your past is worth saving. Get started reclaiming all the priceless footage you haven't been able to see in years. Legacy Box helps bring new life to your old media by unlocking those trapped family memories and putting them on a modern digital format that's easy to use. When I use Legacy Box, I got this box, and I put my memories in it. Boom! Sent off. Came back. Impressed. And I can tell you right now, you will be too. They thought of everything. They even provide state-of-the-art tracking and send you updates all throughout the process. So right now, Legacy Box is offering 40% off so your family can celebrate meaningful moments at a fraction of the normal price. Visit LegacyBox.com/Kirk. That's LegacyBox.com/Kirk for 40% off. LegacyBox.com/Kirk.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month.
Every single month.
You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The death toll from devastating floods across parts of West Germany and Belgium has risen to more than 125. As the search continues for hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities in the German state of Rhineland-Palatinate say 50 people have died there, including at least 9 residents of an assisted living facility for people with disabilities. While in neighbouring North Rhine-Westphalia, the death toll stands at around 30. Some 1,300 people are still reportedly missing, though authorities say efforts to contact them could be hampered by disrupted roads and phone connections. The flash floods this week followed days of heavy rainfall, which turned streams and streets into raging torrents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Congresswoman Joyce Beatty was arrested during a voting rights protest in Washington.
The Ohio congresswoman was arrested after a group of demonstrators she was with walked into the Hart Senate office building. U.S. Capitol Police tweeted a statement saying 9 people were arrested during the incident. More than 150 companies, including Apple Incorporated, Best Buy Company Incorporated, and PepsiCo, urged U.S. lawmakers to introduce and pass a Voting Reform Act in a letter signed this week as other efforts have stalled in Congress. Representative Beatty chairs a Congressional Black Caucus. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the country's seeing a serious rise in coronavirus cases.
Our 7-day average is about 26,300 cases per day, and this represents an increase of nearly 70% from the prior 7-day average.
The COVID-19 comeback across the U.S. is putting pressure on hospitals at a time when some of them are busy just trying to catch up on surgeries and other procedures that were put on hold during the pandemic. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 299 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Dinesh D'Souza. Mortgage rates have fluctuated throughout 2021, but they currently remain near historic lows. That's quite a bargain for homeowners and home buyers. So if you haven't called American Financing yet, What's holding you back? I mean, the process starts with a free mortgage review, so there's no pressure to move forward. It's just a simple conversation around ways to save up to $1,000 a month. I mean it. They're expert mortgage consultants look at your entire financial picture because they can do so much more than just lower your interest rate. They can help consolidate debt, finance a new home, even access cash. And you can pre-qualify for free by calling 888-528-1219. That's 888-528-1219. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLS Consumer Act.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. L.A. County's top health officer is asking his residents to think again about traveling to Nevada and other states where the COVID-19 rates are on the rise. L.A. County Health Officer Dr. Muntu Davis's advice comes as the Silver State is dealing with a rapid increase of COVID-19 numbers. In fact, Southern Nevada has been labeled a sustained hotspot for COVID-19 by federal health officials. Nevada reported 938 new coronavirus cases yesterday, its biggest single-day increase in more than 5 months. Driven by hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector, state employment officials say Nevada picked up 15,400 jobs in June. Despite the gains, the state's unemployment rate last month only dipped from May's 7.8% to 7.7%. Yesterday's winners in week two of Nevada's Vax Nevada Days included five Las Vegas students who either won $5,000 or $20,000. The $50,000 grand college prize went to a Henderson student, only identified as Hunter. The adult winners included six people from Southern Nevada, but the big winner was Chloe, a Carson City resident and a recent graduate of high school. She won $50,000.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a crash eastbound Blue Diamond Road. That's before Fort Apache. The left lane is blocked there. Also look for some right lane and shoulder activity on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at St. Rose, and lane restrictions causing congestion, 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, and of course you know what that means. This is the one day every week that we are allowed in office or out of office to celebrate. Buckle up, folks.
Oh man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It's Friday. We love it. One of the things I love is that we get to have really fun people on the program on Friday, and so it is with Paris Denard, Republican National Committee national spokesman, and he joins us. Paris, how you been?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Let me just ask you. I look at the calendar, and all of a sudden I realize that 2022 isn't just way down the road. It's right around the corner. And I wanted to ask you, the midterms are going to be so vitally important. Can you tell voters at this early date why it's so important to get engaged in these midterm elections?
Well, the important thing to remember is that the midterm elections are going to determine really the future of this nation, because the Senate is tied 50-50. The House is under the rule of Nancy Pelosi and the radical Democrats who run the show, AOC, Ilhan Omar, and others. And they have a very slim majority of only 5 seats. And so if we are able as Republicans to register voters, get the word out, engage, spread our party's message to diverse communities, to our core base, our friends, our family members, our co-workers, and get people to understand the importance of the midterm election and turn out that vote, we will be able to regain the Senate, a full Republican majority, because it only takes one seat, and we'll be able to retire Nancy Pelosi and have Republicans being the true example of leadership in Washington, D.C., so that we can have a check on what Joe Biden's trying to do to radically transform this country like never before in every aspect of our lives, from cradle to the grave, including our election system. These radical Democrats with the Biden-Harris administration control the White House, the Senate, and the House. We've got to put a stop to it, and we can with this midterm election.
And by the way, I don't mean to blindside you, but there's my phone's blowing up. Your phone's probably blowing up as well. A federal judge in Texas has ordered an end to the DACA program relative to immigration. And I don't know if, how versed you are in the history of DACA, but this would be a major step. The current enrollees supposedly are okay, but down the road it would end the DACA program. What do you make of that news? I know it's just off the top of your head because you're just learning it the same way I'm just learning it.
Well, I think what we have to remember is that Congress, especially those Democrats in Congress, when they've had the leadership, have chose to kick the can down the road. They've refused to deal with the issue of immigration. It was too tough. They didn't want to deal with it. They didn't want to do their job. And Texas legislators right now said their job was too tough, so they decided to go on vacation at the taxpayers' expense and come up to D.C. for a vacation instead of actually trying to get something done for voter integrity down in that state. And so when you look at issues of DACA and everything, you know, we have to have a very serious conversation about immigration. We've got to have a very serious conversation about both legal immigration and the backlog that's there, and respecting those people who do it legally and get in line and do it the right way, and a conversation about the crisis that's still on the border, because they're not independent of each other. They're all connected. This DACA decision, which is an important one, and when you look at what's happening on the border, the numbers were just came out, and it's worse. The Biden crisis on the border is getting worse. Fentanyl is reaching capacities like we've never seen, and that's going on to all states. It's not just relegated to Arizona, Texas, and California. It's in Alabama, it's in Arkansas, it's going up north. It's everywhere. This is a major problem. But we have to have members of Congress who understand, and local leaders who understand that we've got to do something in a real way and address these issues. And so they're all connected. Remember that. They're all connected. DACA, the border crisis, bad trade policies, the economy, all of these things are connected to our immigration policy, or what we see right now, a lack thereof.
And that was going to be my next question, because to me, the Biden border crisis has really led to the Biden inflation. I mean, you look
That's
at
right.
what's happening with our economy. It's going to the grocery store is scary now.
And you know what? Biden campaigned on saying that we would not have a tax on middle America. The middle America tax is here. The lower income American tax is here. Tax increase. It's the cost of goods and services going up. When you look at the inflation, food inflation especially, like you touched on, but also rising gas prices. There are a lot of people in this gig economy who rely on their vehicle to get around. And when gas prices are increased, especially in summer months, we have to run the air conditioning. I'm from Arizona. We know how that is. It's serious. And so we have to look at this economy and say, is it working for the American people? Is it working for the middle class? Is it working for the worker? Is it working for those who rely on unlimited income to really get by and go to the grocery store, and they're priced out of the things they need for their children and their families? It's a major problem. And this administration and these Democrats in Congress fail to lead time and time again.
What is the answer to the inflation problem? I'm not an economist. I can't even balance my checkbook, for crying out loud. But I'm just curious. Yeah, I know. But I'm just curious. What is the answer to this inflation problem?
Well, it's first, stop printing money. You know, and oversaturating the marketplace with the dollar. And so this is what happens when you continue to devalue the dollar. It drives up everything. And so the government needs to stop having the cure-all to say, I'm just going to print more money. Print. And who's going to pay for it? Number one. Number two, have policies that actually work, economic policies that actually work. Not having tax increases and not having bad trade policies. So you have to have an economic agenda that puts the American people, American worker, American blue-collar worker, manufacturing first, and not trying to solve the problems by just paying for everything. Trillions upon trillions of dollars, it's all a very big problem.
Does that mean that the Bernie Sanders, AOC, generated $3 trillion infrastructure bill on top of a $1 trillion infrastructure bill? Does that mean that those bills are in jeopardy?
I think that what's in jeopardy is the lack of bipartisanship. And so if on the one hand, you have the Biden White House saying we have a bipartisan deal. On the other hand, you have, you know, others in Congress, Speaker Pelosi included, saying if we don't get this big multi-trillion-dollar bill that we want, you won't have your pared-down bipartisan infrastructure package. We got to have both. It's all or nothing. So, these issues are really important, and I think that any progress on infrastructure has to be done without having Democrats in Congress hold the American people and the process hostage by saying, give us all of what we want when it comes to spending, and we'll give you some of what you think you need in order to have a bipartisan infrastructure agreement that actually focuses on real infrastructure that the American people understand, which is road, bridges, waterways, ports of entry, highways, and obviously broadband.
Paris, in our final couple of minutes, we have seen here in Nevada an increase in COVID-19 cases. They are spiking here in Nevada, around the nation. The Biden administration has apparently screwed this up with mixed messaging. What is the answer there to fixing the COVID-19 problem and the inability to get people to vaccinate?
Well, first of all, we have to understand that it is your American right to decide whether or not you want to be vaccinated. And if you want to get vaccinated, there's opportunities for you to do so. And if you feel it's right for you and your family to do so, you should do so. We should not have an infringement upon people's rights to have these vaccine cards and stipulations in order for you to progress and to move forward, to go to school, to go to church, to go to a plane, to do the things if you choose not to get vaccinated. That's going to be an issue on personal liberties that we have to focus on. The second thing is, when it comes to vaccine hesitancy, the administration has to be clear on the message. They're so confusing. So on the one hand, they tell you that if you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, but then they don't lift up the mask policy. And then they say, well, there's a variant here, so that it may or may not work if you're vaccinated. So they're not incentivizing people to really get vaccinated when it comes to the health aspects or the freedom aspects of being vaccinated. Is it really a vaccine? You know, people are confused based upon what this administration, the Biden administration, is selling. So what we saw with the Trump administration was Operation Warp Speed. They got the vaccine before the end of the year, as promised. And then the Biden campaign team worked overtime to convince people that you shouldn't trust it, and because it came under President Trump. And so now they wonder why there's vaccine hesitancy on top of all the mixed messaging. So they're creating a lot of confusion here. And a lack of transparency when it comes to it. When you see that the teachers union, Randy Weingartner, is the one that's dictating who makes more money than the President of the United States, who's now dictating what happens when it comes to policy for schools to be reopened. So people aren't trusting this administration. They have a lack of trust because of their confusing messaging. And they have got to be more transparent, more honest, and stop degrading the past administration's efforts in order to advance their own political agenda.
What do you tell your family, your friends, about the vaccine? Do you tell them to get vaccinated?
I tell them it's their choice. I tell them that if you are concerned about the about COVID-19, that there are a lot of ways that you can get vaccinated for free and not have to worry about it. But at the same time, I say I can respect your decision not to, and please do the best that you can to remain healthy and know the risk that is involved. It's the same with the flu shot. It's the same with other things. We went from a time in our country where people observed HIPAA laws and all of these things, and now it's just thrown out the window. I believe that it is a person's right to determine what's best for themselves and their families. And if you look at the science and the data and the research, and you think that this is good for you and your family, especially if you're a higher risk, it's a good thing to get vaccinated. And because we know the things, how this vaccine attacks people with comorbidities and higher, you know, blood pressure and diabetes and things like that, especially senior citizens. And this other variant that's coming in. And so I think it's people should do the research and make the best decision. But what I don't agree with is the federal government forcing Americans to do things, especially medical procedures. They should not be forced to do things, because we have to have some types of rights. But I think ultimately, if you, and this is what I tell my friends and my family, if you feel that you are someone who should be vaccinated and you think it would be good for you, then go ahead and take advantage of the opportunity to get vaccinated.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out, because we've got governors like ours, Steve Sisolak here in Nevada, literally bribing people with $5 million in a lottery to get vaccinated. Will it work? I have my doubts, because I think people are really dug in on this particular issue. Paris, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. You stay cool there in Arizona, okay?
Thank you, friend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Paris Denard, RNC national spokesman, joining us. Coming up, a candidate for vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. There's an election coming up in Clark County of the Republican Party, and it's coming up next Tuesday. It is vitally important, the people that we put onto the leadership of the Republican Party. We got a midterm election coming up in 2022. It is just around the corner. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more with Byron Brooks coming up bottom of the hour. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity, with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family. And their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Back then, we'd spend nights in front of the boob tube. We'd take our same seats, smoke cigarettes, and watch until the station played. We all smoked in those days. If that was you then, get your lung screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by our friends at Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. There is new evidence out there that we need election reform. It's one of the issues that I think is going to be front and center in the midterm elections. And there was some dramatic news yesterday out of Fulton County, Georgia. You know, Georgia has been doing recounts. Arizona's doing an audit of their election. And by the way, there are discrepancies. How much? How many votes are we talking about? Could it be game-changing election stuff? Maybe. We don't know yet. Still too early. But Sean Hannity last night, I thought, was spot on Fox News Channel on his show there with new evidence of exactly why we need election integrity legislation like they're doing in Texas, like they're doing it in 28 other states. Here is Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
It's no secret the Democratic Party is adamantly opposed to election integrity measures in several key states. These are simple, basic fundamentals, not that complicated. You would think everybody wants integrity in elections and confidence in election results. Things like voter ID, bans on ballot harvesting, chain of custody integrity. It's according to the media mob and the Democratic Party and the leadership and Biden and others, it's racist, according to the radical left. But tonight, new insight into why Democrats are terrified of election integrity measures. In Georgia's deep blue Fulton County, where Biden received nearly 73% of the vote, there are now reports from